said, pretty good luck limiting Ali in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
But can you do the same things again, or do you need to show them?
You sure hope he can, but he's an outstanding player. His motor's going all the time. He's someone you always have to know where he is, and you know we did certain things last time we played him, the game plan to help him. And you know when you play a player at that caliber, you always have to have a plan for him on how you're going to do certain things because you don't want to let that guy get going.
Do you have to change it up a little bit, or can you?
No, you know there's some presence you do with certain play, you know, certain guys, certain protections they've always got to know. There's a little bit of help here and there. What sides are going to be on, stuff like that. So you always know where he is.
If teams come after your rookies up front, do you think?
I wouldn't say that. I think the teams we've played, they've run their game plan, tried to come out in certain ways, and the two young guys have gotten better and better every week. So it's great to see that they're student of the games. They've got some experienced players playing around them. They've helped them a lot. They've been well coached, and they've accepted the coaching.
But you wouldn't say people have?
I wouldn't say so. No, I wouldn't think so. No.
You guys obviously made a commitment to Brandon Lloyd during the offseason with his contract, you know, based on even though he only played two games. What was it that you saw last year that made you think that he could be more productive, you know, than he had shown in recent years?
Well, I'd say this. In this business, it's all about being in the right place at the right time and making the most of your opportunity. And that's exactly what he's done. Last year, we went in a different direction early on and throughout the season. Towards the end, he started playing more. He started making more plays when he got his opportunity, and he's taken off with it in the offseason. He had a great offseason with us, worked extremely hard, and then came out, and his production is what it is so far this year. And that's, you know, all through hard work, you know, buying into the system, doing it the way he's coached to do things. And when he's given the opportunity in the game, he's gone out there and done his job.
How much does that serve as an example for other guys that, yeah, you know, if you're not playing, if you're on practice squad, if you're inactive every week, just stay patient and look what it did for him this year?
Well, he's a great example of that. And you hope some of the younger players or guys who haven't had their opportunities in a while, that they just keep plugging away, and because it's not a fair business either. You know, we as coaches, we decide to do what's best for the football team, and you know we're selective on what we're doing from week to week. And sometimes some guys don't have as big a role in the game plan, or they're not active all the time. And then it's just a matter of when you make your opportunities. And hey, you make your plays, you'll get more plays coming to you as the game goes on.
What changed in the offense this year that makes him such a good fit? Is it just Brandon Marshall's departure? I mean,
no, I think it's more playing time. You know, he made plays for us last year when he was in the game. So he understood his role last year when he was here, and he bought into what we told him to do in the off season and how we wanted to go about approaching the off season and the direction we were headed. You know, with some new guys coming in, what his role would be, and he bought into it and listened to his coaches, and he's done his job from week to week.
So the fit that he is this year, he was the fit last year. It was just a numbers thing.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a matter of the way we started the season out with who we had last year. I don't want to say he was you'd say he was the odd man out in a way.
Yeah.
But it was nothing. It was just the way we were going. And that's the way you get going in the season. You start playing with guys, and you have a certain role in your football team. And you have a depth chart that you establish early on in training camp or through training camp and through the season. And we played the guys who we did that gave us the best opportunity to win last year. And he was patient, and he deserves a lot of credit for that.
I got a tough one here, but Josh had the little incident with the video deal, and then there's reports of coaches talking about what's happening in meetings. What can you say on behalf of that on the coaches? How are you guys? Is there distractions going on for you guys?
Not at all. I think we've got one of the best coaching staffs I've been on. Josh did a great job when he first got here putting the staff together. We all work extremely hard together, and we're all in this business together. We're all one.
Josh talked about, you know, the challenges of playing in Arrowhead and getting the crowd noise and stuff. What do you want to see this week from you guys, especially maybe the young linemen, to know that they're ready to play in that kind of environment this weekend?
They have to understand going into it, this is one of the loudest places in the league to play. They've got great tradition. They've got great fan support there, and it's a loud place to play. And, you know, we work on that through the noise, through practice, and it's another game they got to play. We've been in loud stadiums before. Now we're well into the season where they've played on the road plenty of times, so we just got to do a great job of managing the road operation. And
what have you seen from preseason to now as far as Tebow's development on the field and practice?
Well, he's worked extremely hard. He spends a lot of time with his coach and extra. You know, he comes in, he's from the very first day he got here when we drafted him. He was one of those guys that was always around, wants to sit in, you know, late at night in meetings in the off season just to kind of talk football, try to learn some more. and he's been very patient, just learning the system. It takes some time. It's not easy being a rookie, especially at that position. We have to know what everybody's doing, but he's put his time in, and he continues to work every week and make the most of his opportunities when he gets them.
I mean, obviously Kyle's the guy, but I mean, if needed, how much do you think he could handle at this point? You know, we're late, this late in the season. I mean, do you think he can handle a full load at this point? Or?
Well, yeah, that's our job as coaches, is in a game plan to put a game plan together of what we think he could do best. He's not going to do all the same things Kyle does. He might do some things differently, but that would be our job, you know, during the week to say, hey, against this opponent, this is what we think we could do best.